Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat.
Where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder.
Are you gonna cry?
No, well, you never know.
I might.
You never know. You never know.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah. 4 years.
A little over 4 years and like 140 episodes.
That's crazy.
We started when I was 34. I'm 34 now. We started when I was 30 and you were 36.
Yeah.
We've changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed a lot.
A lot of growth.
A lot of growth.
From like telling people not to listen to the first episode.
Which is still funny.
It's funny.
I was talking about sitting on people's faces.
Yeah.
I'm such a different person. Like, I was a little sex pot. Like, just dating all the people when we started this podcast. Oh. So, I guess clearly.
Yeah.
We're
spoiler alert.
This is going to be our last episode of Swipe Bat, which I feel like people probably could have seen coming.
Yeah.
We slowed down the episodes this year.
It was getting to be, I think the thing that I was like, we started this during the pandemic, mm-hmm. and during the pandemic time was unlimited.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing else really going on. Mm-hmm. And this was also, I think we started this not really knowing what this was going to be.
Also, we weren't even friends when we started this.
Yeah.
We'd hung out twice.
Yeah. And I think we were like, we'll see if this sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's make like 4 episodes and see what happens.
Let's just have funsies.
And then it blew up because TikTok was blowing up and this blew up. And we were like, oh, okay, this is like something cool. And we're starting this community and like we really love this. But I think like last year I was like, I'm overwhelmed.
You were drowning.
Yeah. Like how much we have to do to keep this afloat. And so we, you know, pulled it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like, you know, we're evolving as people and our careers. Like now we both work for ourselves and, you know, it's hard to keep all the balls in the air.
And give them the best, like to give
version.
The best version, because we could still keep doing this.
Yeah.
But like, we're not giving our
best.
Yeah. We're not giving you guys our best. And that's, you know,
well, it's not fair to you guys. It's also not fair to us.
No,
right?
And we're very high achievers normally. So, you know, we put our all in, like, we want to put our best foot forward. And so I think like, I want to make very clear that Alex and I are still friends. We're going to remain friends. Honestly, probably not doing this podcast twice a month will make us better friends, because we'll actually see each other instead of just like it being like work transaction, and having, you know, like it's, you know, we have so many times a month we have to see each other for this. And it's like now we can just hang out.
Right.
So I feel like when so many people in podcasts, it's because they're not going to tell you why. Like see all these like where they don't make an announcement, it just stops. Or like one of my favorite podcasts, Synced, it just stopped and nobody knows fucking why. And I'm like, was like searching comments and things, and like
wait, is that the one that talked about the
IVF and all the things?
Okay,
freezing their eggs.
I saw them do their, okay, I don't know why, I don't listen to this podcast, but I know you've talked about it before. And their post about them stopping showed up for me.
Yeah.
And I was, the like, comments was it a reel?
No, I think it was just a post. And like the comments are insane. And like, they're like, this
is. Maybe it was on TikTok.
Maybe the TikTok. they don't have a TikTok, but Liz Padman does. And you know what?
I don't know how I saw this. Anyway,
both of their, it's Liz Plank and Monica Padman. But but then somebody like talked about lawyers are involved, and I didn't. So I stopped diving. I stopped diving in because I was like, this just is too much drama for my life. But I just want to make it really clear for you guys.
No lawyers are involved.
No lawyers are involved. There's no drama. We love each other so much.
We had a very honest conversation with one another about like, where could this go and how do we like do this? And it still works. And we just didn't feel like it was something that we could move forward and do well.
And this isn't just if you listen to the last podcast where I, or the last Patreon where I spiraled, this isn't just like out of the blue, like about things. Yeah. Like, I mean, this has
we've been talking about this for months,
like since August. So we've like known this was coming, and we wanted to go through the year and like just spend the rest of the year with you guys. But we're still going to do events in Chicago.
We are.
We 100% have decided that. So
yes, I think a rebrand of the name probably Swipe Fat Events doesn't maybe make sense. But
yeah.
So if you see rebranding, it's still us.
It's still us.
And we're still going to be doing stuff locally. We don't, I mean, who knows where that could lead?
Yeah.
That could be something that goes national. We don't know.
Yeah.
That was always something that we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And just didn't have the time for.
Yeah.
And because it's like an offshoot of another offshoot, you know, like that's our problem too. We like to do a lot of things.
We
have a lot of ideas.
Yeah, we have a lot of ideas. A lot of ideas. So, and
for ourselves, for this, and
yeah,
for our own businesses.
And I think. So, you know, we're gonna focus on doing community events, and then, you know, we haven't posted on TikTok in a while. Maybe we'll start having funsies with that again. You know, we just, it's a job, but I think we both know that we don't want this to feel like a job. We want it to feel fun, and like we're a part of the community that you guys are a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're going to focus on in this year. So we're being honest here.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because this feels hard. Like,
I know.
Being like,
it's like a breakup. It's a weird breakup. It is. I want to be like, okay, bye.
Bye.
No, just kidding. Just kidding. We're going to do a whole like.
Yeah.
We've down like, the rabbit hole recap. Yeah,
we plotted out because, I mean, it's been 4 years.
You're probably going to remember more of the people I dated than me, but
I know
we put together lists of like everyone. Yeah.
So I would just like to say when I met Alex in December of 2019, that's the first time we met. Gosh,
that's so long ago.
I had sex with somebody that night.
Mm.
I'd been on a dry spell and I ended up fucking one of our friends' friends.
Fun.
So that just shows where our friendship started.
And then, I was dating no one.
No one. And then we had brunch in February of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we started talking about, you know, the things we talk about here and like being plus size. And we didn't have any plus size friends that, you know, that understood what we were going through. And like, we were just telling stories of like things that happened. And she'd be like, oh my God, that happened to me. And I'd be like, mm-hmm. oh my God, that happened to me. And like, we just were able to relate to each other.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
And then in October, well, no, I think I probably messaged you in like August with an idea because we were like DMing each other like throughout the pandemic, the shutdown, but we'd only seen each other those two times.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this idea for a podcast. We all know the story. I was high in the bathtub and I DM'd her and we started in October. We were supposed to launch on Election Day.
Yeah.
And we had to push him back because us dummies didn't look at the calendar. Also, it's good because I had COVID that week. So I had COVID for the first time and was dying on the floor. And then we launched, which was amazing. October, what was it? I could look at the date. I think 9th, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I definitely don't remember the day.
And, you know, it started with us recording in your apartment in West Loop and drinking and like.
Oh God, I know. And, too much drinking.
Yeah. Well, we were just having fun. Like, this was just fun at first, you know?
I mean, I think we were excited because I remember when we launched the first one and I think 400 people listened or something. And we were like, oh my God.
Like, we were
that's
like,
insane.
Yeah.
I remember I was at like Friendsgiving or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe a holiday party. I don't know. Either way, I was at something and I remember telling all my friends and they were like, that's crazy. That's a lot of people. And I was like, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And then when it started blowing up
on
like
TikTok,
like we were seeing these like insane numbers and I was like, I never thought that like people were gonna know
about it.
Yeah, like I think I just thought it would be like, I don't even know what I thought it was.
Yeah, I think, you know, then we got reached out to, I was home for Christmas, we got reached out to by a online network about a dating show.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting in my parents' guest bedroom in Georgia, like with Ted laying next to me and like my computer on a pillow with and us zooming this guy and asking questions. And we're like, yeah, like, ha, ha, ha. And then the next, like within it, he's like, so can you start filming now?
I know. It was so fast.
It was so fast. Like, I mean, we barely had 10 episodes out at that point.
That's even crazy. I thought it would have been a lot longer.
No. And so I like went back and so we started in October. November and December, I dated Pee Wee Herman. Remember him?
No. Who's that?
That is the guy who we went in because it was a park date. We went to the park. And
park
he
guy.
He made fun of pregnant women.
Pregnant women.
And made a joke
remember.
About them being fat.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no, I can't. And he apologized. And then I went to his house and he made me tacos. And then I had insane hate sex.
Yeah.
And then I never talked to him again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made out with one of our friends' boyfriend's friends. And then I went on those Christmas dates. With that guy who lived, he ended up moving to like Minnesota or something, but he took me
he was nice.
To look for lights and like,
yeah, he was a good guy.
Like, great. And then he, when I was home, texted and he's like, because I was complaining about being in the mountains in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I just don't think we want the same things. And I was like,
right, because he wanted to live like in the burbs.
Like he wanted to live in the mountains.
Yeah. Well, he wanted a small,
slow,
quiet
life.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the first time a guy ever like told me like
it
that somebody was casually like they didn't just ghost me. Like he told me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was interesting. And then we started the dating show.
Yeah.
And my dumbass dated two of the guys on the show. Oh, poor Brendan. I feel bad about Brendan.
He was a nice guy.
He was so nice. And sometimes I think I see him driving an ambulance around, but maybe it's not him. I drunkenly texted him last year and just to be like, how are you doing? Because he was
Did he ignore you?
Yeah, he ignored me and I was kind of grateful. Yeah. He was such a nice guy and he was so respectful. And that's like, we did all these Zoom dates, you know, like besides the show. Like I was dating him while we were filming the show.
Yeah.
Well, I think I like liked him.
Well, so, we did like two rounds.
We did multiple rounds, but I got to, you would like interview these guys.
Yes.
And I went and I hid in your kitchen to hear the interviews while you were being filmed so that nobody would know, like, because, and so you were like, wait, I really like him. And then we found him and like, we found him on TikTok and I started DMing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, we bypassed the show. And we went on multiple dates, but like, I learned that I had to be drunk to like have fun with them.
You were bored by him.
I was bored by him. And remember how I had to end things with him in my house?
Yeah.
Like he pissed me off because he couldn't figure out how to park.
Yeah.
And I was cooking dinner for him and I was like, you just gotta go. He drove from the burbs. I didn't say that. I was just like, I don't think I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
I think we're friends. But he was so nice.
He planned some really cute dates for you too.
And he had a really good body. Like he was like jacked, you know, like he was like, you wouldn't expect that. I guess, I mean, it is his job, but you would like,
well,
I didn't.
You can be an ENT and not.
I know.
Svelte.
But like he was muscles.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I ever dated somebody with like muscles, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that was like the first. And then, you know, then there was Ito, who started DMing me. And then we found out he applied for the show. And I was like, well, I can't talk to you.
Right.
And then, then we had our date. And then he was coming to Chicago for an art show. And he was like, you should come. And then he wouldn't put me on the list. And I was like,
oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I was like, well, no, that's weird. That was the yellow flag. We should have kept that yellow flag.
Yeah.
You know, because then he like came back. Oh, remember when you went, your date fell through and then you were like, I'd date Ito, go on a date with Ito on this.
For sure.
And then, we had that reunion and I was like called him out for it. And then we started DMing and texting. And then next thing you know, I was in love with the short Jewish artist boy. Having a very toxic relationship.
Yeah.
It was short-lived. A lot in those few months.
Yeah.
A lot.
And then a lot to unpack after.
Yeah. But during that time, you had the one boy, that wore the gray pants. He kept like messaging you. Remember, he would Snapchat his dick shots like in the pants?
From the show?
From the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He still messages me every once in a while.
I was trying to think if there's anybody you dated during like those. You had dates. But I'm like.
I mean, I just wrote down the ones that I had like.
Sex with?
No. Like significant things that I feel like we like actually talked about on here. And most of them I don't even remember their names or even what we called them. I mean, obviously Colorado.
Yeah. He came the week before Ito came.
Yeah. He and I DM'd for
a long time.
And he was another one of those was like, please let me come visit you. Please let me come visit you. And then when he finally did, he ghosted me after.
Yeah.
I did text him to be like, hey, like we should chat. Mm-hmm. And he like immediately called me because he thought I was pregnant.
You never told me this.
Afterwards. Like, I was like, no, I just wanted to like chat.
Yeah.
He was like, well, I'm like in the woods. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That I don't like. I just like really liked the idea of him. Mm-hmm. Like looking back on him, like, did you actually even like him? I don't know.
I think you liked the idea of him, especially but like the logistics of him. I think his job was cool and like there's something that's very attractive.
Well, I mean, obviously we had like things in common. I think like we both liked photography and like art and like some stuff, but when we like actually met, like again, he didn't really like food. And you know,
he
like
lived in a van, or he was trying to live in a van.
No, he lived in a van. I mean, he also, well, now he's dating someone. So it turns out later on that like, and I think this was on the Patreon at one point, this person we had on the podcast was from Colorado. He was like also messaging her a shit ton and trying to meet up with her, but she was married at the time.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's a no for me. And then she got divorced and he was like trying and she was like, no, probably not. And then she figured out who I was talking about on the podcast and was like, I'm pretty sure this is the same guy. She was right. It wasn't like the same kind of stuff. But she heard from other people that he would like ghost them too.
Yeah.
He had a lot of, so like we both had dead moms and, he had a lot of like stuff he needed to like figure out with like that and his dad and like all this stuff. And I think like, while it's sometimes nice to have the same like trauma, like I was definitely more healed than he was, and I could talk about it more freely and he could not, and I think that made him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, there was obviously a lot of other stuff there, but I mean, I went out with like at least three guys from Instagram.
Yes.
Do you remember the one that we went on like two dates and then we were supposed to go on like a third and then he didn't respond to me?
Oh, for the date, like in the time, and then he like got mad at you because he was doing something for his house or his kids or like, something.
It was house and kid. Basically, he was like, I'm sleeping over at my mom's house, and like I had all this drama with my house. And I was like, I still don't think it's crazy that you could have told me that. Yeah. Like, we had a date planned.
Yeah.
And I asked, are we still hanging out? And you never responded.
Yeah.
And then I had to like follow up with you again to see if you were like, oh, fucking K.
Yeah.
And then I talked about him on Instagram. Not about his name or anything, but I guess his sister followed me.
Mm. He was pissed.
Yeah, he was like, take that down. And I was like, no, I didn't even say your name. I was just saying, in theory, like, this is what happened. And like, it was also just a story.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like a post. It didn't go viral. Like, 1,000 people, 2,000, 3,000. Like, sorry, your sister saw it. But like, you're the one who fucked it up.
Yeah. After you begged me to go out, like
begged me.
Yeah.
Then you dropped the ball.
This is
same with Colorado. Like, yeah. You begged me.
Mm-hmm. You drove here.
Drove from Colorado.
You drove here, and you rented a nice fancy hotel room for the both of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh. We went on like 5 dates. The guy who wore a onesie.
Oh, onesie. So we're still in 2021. Okay, yeah, onesie guy, because he started around Christmas. So before that,
it was called like Halloween.
Halloweenish. The first time I had, that's after Ito. Like, I ended up having a one night stand and having doggy for the first time, and that was a big deal.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, I don't know his name. I have two names written down, but one night stand. Then I went out. So you started dating onesie. And then I started dating, or I went out on 2 dates with the one guy. And that's what I learned about love bombing.
Mm.
But onesie guy, you guys did a cute little Christmas date too, right?
God, if I know what dates we went on. I just know that he was really into Iowa and the team, the football, college football team.
Mm-hmm.
And he wore a onesie.
Yeah.
It was like pulling teeth at the end to get him to.
Did he live in the burbs or in the
city?
Yeah,
he lived in the burbs.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just like clearly didn't want a relationship. Mm-hmm. I think like what it came down to was like, because we were the same age, and I remember thinking like, why is this so hard to get you to like commit to doing anything? And I think it's like, you just want someone to do stuff with. You don't want a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted someone who would do exactly what he wanted to do, because he was like, if we started dating, you would need to come to the Iowa football games. And I was like, what if I was not available?
Yeah.
I can't go to every Iowa football game every weekend.
No, thank you.
That's crazy. Cause he like owned a like cabin out there.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, that's great. But like, what if I can't go? And he was like, I also remember like talking to a guy, we never ended up going on a date, but it was like the same kind of thing. Like, I remember he put towards a hypothetical that was like, would you go to all these concerts with me for this band that he liked? And it was like a jam band. And I was like, jam bands are not my thing. So like, in a hypothetical, I would try.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't like it, then no. And he was like, oh, see, this is like what's wrong with women. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? That I don't like something, so I won't, like, I would go with you once. Mm-hmm. And then if you really needed me to be there, or like you were like, this is my favorite band and I really want to experience this with you, I would go.
Yeah.
But like, I also wouldn't force you to like watch Housewives with me.
Yeah.
You know, if you really don't like something, then I'm not going to do it. But if it was like something that was important to me, and like, I didn't have anyone else to go with or something, then yeah, I'd be like, can you do this for me?
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah. Not crazy
also,
at all.
He went to so many concerts. It's like, I can't go to every jam band concert.
No.
Like 3 times a week. That's
no,
crazy.
Thank you. That's weird.
Yeah.
Then I started going out. I had the 1 week romance with Puppet Man.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes, he like took you to a puppet show.
He did. But like, he told me, we met on Bumble. He had a panda bar mustache. but he told me he was moving.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Whatever. We went on one date and I messaged Alex in the bathroom. I was like, this is my husband. Because he just like, he made.
Yeah, it never happens. She never tells me that she met her husband.
Well, that was the first time. I think that was the first time I started being like this. Because he was just like, he was the first person that made me vulnerable. Like, yeah. to talk, I was able to be vulnerable and, like, talk about my, like, wants and dreams, like, with somebody, mm-hmm. like, and not be embarrassed and not have to feel yeah. cool. Because, mm-hmm. like, for a lot of things, like, you know, we've talked about, like, I came off cooler than what I was.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I led with my work and, like, a hard exterior. So I had, like, a 1 week sexcapade with him.
Yep.
And he was also ripped and jacked and, like, just let me do whatever I want with his body. And that was great. That was, like, an awakening of sorts.
Yeah.
But the real... Oh, and then after there was the comedian who drank bad orange juice, and then the lawyer who sent me the yeah. text, and I went viral because I was pissed about him sending me yeah. a text a week and a half after our second date when neither of us texted each other, and him saying he wasn't interested, and I was pissed about that, and I went viral for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you were on his side. You agreed that he should send the text.
Yeah, I was on his side. Yeah. I'm still on his side.
I know.
I would rather know.
I knew. The thing is I knew.
Yeah, I know, but I would rather hear it. And like, it, I'm so, I mean, we can have this discussion.
I know.
Again, but like, I'm always going to be like, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think it was nice of him to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Then you started, that summer is when avocado came into the mix.
Guac.
Avocado, yeah. Guac, same thing.
It's because we had a guac off. Like, we each made guac, and then we, like, rated each other's guac. That was, like, the whole thing.
But that's not how this person started.
No, the first date we had was a really good date, but we had a one-night stand. Well, I mean, it ended up being more than that. But we had sex and then he ghosted. Well, I thought he was ghosting me. I didn't hear from him for 3 days. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I mm-hmm. thought we had this, like, really great time. I'm really confused. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that was, like, too much mm-hmm. for him. And then we rematched on, like, well, he messaged me on some yeah. app, Hinge, maybe. And he was like, oh, what's up? Like, haven't seen you in a while. And I was like, you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you ghosted me. He was like, oh, yeah. And, like, gave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, now that I know so much more about him, like, it all makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Like, he, you know, it's like mental health stuff and
yeah.
It, but I think those are the things, like, back then, it's like you think it's about you when mm-hmm. it really has nothing to do with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's dating all these people. Mm. Like,
he's a fuck boy.
Yes, like, not true at all.
We hated him.
It wasn't true at all. Yeah, yeah, but we had Christmas date, which was really weird
mm-hmm.
because he was depressed.
And you were like, I don't have
but I didn't know that. Like, I yeah. didn't know that he was, like, in a depressive state, you
yeah.
know? Like, he was yeah. just not himself. And I was like, this is weird. Again, yeah. he doesn't like me. Again, it had nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, but now we're friends.
Yeah, you're friends.
And we're going to dinner.
Yeah.
Tonight, actually.
Mm. Yeah, you guys are friends.
Yeah.
And we went to Greece.
Yeah.
And I found out I was gay. Bye.
Yeah.
I got basically told.
Yeah.
Like, that was an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
That was... apparently not everybody has girl crushes.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. You know, you guys have been asking for years. I was like, well, I like penis.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But apparently the feelings I've had for women are not normal. Or I mean, they are normal, but they are not straight feelings.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. That was, and then I told you guys at the beginning of 2023.
Okay.
That's when we told him on the podcast. I let myself process that through October, November, and December. Oh, and then that December, I apparently meet a lot of people in December. That December is when I made out with that girl in the bathroom and we planned our whole life together. And then she told me that she doesn't remember it and she can't see me.
Yeah.
That was sad.
That was sad.
That's sad.
I mean, makes sense because it was like an exciting thing.
Yeah. And it was hot.
Yeah. Sounds it.
Is that when you went on the mini putt-putt, the mini golf date with?
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
I feel like that was like a pivotal moment because you guys had sex, right? That's the one you had sex and it wasn't compatible. And he made you feel like it was your fault, or you internalized it that it was your fault.
He was like, I don't think we're compatible sexually.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think that's like a thing.
Yeah.
I still don't think. I remember talking to about it with guys later because I was like, I've never heard that. And they were like, it sounds like he has an ED issue because he like couldn't keep it up. So but I think anything ED related, I think we always internalize as being like, you're not attracted to me and you can't keep it hard because you aren't into me. When I think like clearly looking back on it, like he was into me and like we kept trying and it just like wasn't working. But like, I don't think it was. But yeah, it made me self-conscious.
Yeah.
Like when we had sex after that, I was like, well, now I can't get out of my own head. Mm-hmm. So it's always going to be bad from here on out.
Yeah.
He also didn't tell me he had a daughter until like our third date.
Yeah. And I think I was fine with that, but I understand why you wouldn't be fine with it.
It was just weird because like, okay, first date, sure, fine, like you're sussing things out, like you might not want to tell me about it, but like we did go back to your home and he just was like, oh, I assumed you figured it out. Well, that's not how that works. Like you have to actually tell me. Those could be your nieces, I don't know. We were also like, he was only 28, so in my head, why would I assume that's your child? Like, yes, I might assume it if you're like 39 or 40 like and you have random children like splashed over your house, but like I think I just assumed it was his sister's. So yeah, that like annoyed me.
Yeah, I get that.
But yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
He also lived near me, so that was like anxiety inducing. I didn't want to run into him.
Yeah.
I can't even like think of what his face looks like. Like I know what he looked like body wise, but I have no idea what his face looks like. If I saw him again, I am not sure I would know it was him. Wild.
Not at all.
I also went to Charleston.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And he was not well endowed. So we did. I don't think we actually didn't have sex. We just.
No.
I just gave him a BJ.
Yeah. And I think I was like, why just that? You know, like
because it wasn't, I knew it wasn't going to do anything.
I know. But I'm, you know.
Yeah. Whoops.
I was like, you're too giving.
Oh, well, he did stuff to me.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah. But that was like a really fun day.
Mm-hmm.
Like we met them the day before at a bar. He wanted to like hook up, but then he brought all his friends over for a pool party. We had like the best day ever. Mm-hmm. So fun.
We love a fun day.
Yeah. So even though we didn't work, he was also 24, I think.
Mm-hmm. You love a youngin.
I don't. Just for hooking up, I guess.
I get it. They just happen to always be young.
That's not my fault. It's only happened twice.
I know.
I don't think that there was anyone significant.
Yeah, I didn't date anybody in 2023. I stopped dating. Completely.
Yeah. 2023 is, I had a lot of, is that 2023 or is it 2024? That's this year.
Well, last year.
Who did this episode. I don't know who I dated in 2023.
Sounds I don't like think nobody. You, avocado or guacamole, you started dating him again in 2023 for the third time.
Okay.
But I think. You were intent on getting Christmas dates. Remember, 2023 is the year that we matched with the same man.
Yeah.
That bartender.
But I didn't go out with him.
You didn't go on a date with him?
Did I?
I think you did a FaceTime date maybe, or no, you did do one date.
Yeah,
no, tacos, I think, or something.
No, you did, we didn't a lot go
out. You did a lot of FaceTime dates in 2023. I think
I only did it with that one guy.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah. I don't think I should do this anymore because it gave me the ick.
Yeah.
Because it was his house, and then he was like showing me his lizard, and I was like, no, thanks.
Oh, I'm God. You love
and
that.
The like the lights above his, like he had yeah. those like red lights. I was like, no, what is this?
Okay.
I feel like I'm in a jail cell, but you like got to decorate it.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. No, I feel like 2023 is a year we really didn't date much. We went to Italy.
Sure, I'm missing something.
I'm sure we're missing a date, you know, of some sorts. But I feel like 2024 was a big year for you.
Yeah.
The first quarter of dating.
Yes. Yeah, I dated the guy who asked me to lose weight. Well, mm-hmm. he didn't really ask me to lose weight. He just kind of implied that
you should.
There was improvements to be made. Mm-hmm. And then the tour manager.
Mm-hmm. And then there was the other guy from Indiana.
Oh, yeah. The ex-military guy.
And then there was the other nerdy one from somewhere.
Hmm.
When you sat down, he was overwhelmed by your beauty. And you guys were in a booth.
We only went out once, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to go to a Comic-Con type thing, and that's when I was like, no thanks. But I felt like bad about that.
Yeah.
Because he was so nice.
I know.
I have like a bunch of like nice guys. I'm like, can I like set you up? Like, how do I find girls for you?
Remember the nice guy that you went on a date with and they made the people, like patrons.
Yeah, he was from Instagram.
I know.
I felt like his older sister.
Mm-hmm. Weird,
like defending him at the bar.
Yeah, I went out with Indiana this summer.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Met him on Instagram. Went out with him. He taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to be so good at dating somebody with kids and who was divorced, just because I'm a child of divorce and my mom's on our third marriage. And I'm like, I wasn't. Those insecurities still come out in a person.
Yeah,
but I learned how I should be treated, which was good. Mm-hmm. And then you went out with the ice cream date.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had the girl who ghosted me for a date, which is mm-hmm. I got back into my dating mojo. And then I met a Brooklyn boy, but that's, you know, nothing. You know?
And I had my sexcapade in Nashville.
Oh, how could I forget about your sexcapade in Nashville? You had money romance book sex.
Yeah, it was great.
I was so excited for you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Memories.
So I feel like that, if anything, was a win of 2024 to have that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Having like 8 orgasms is crazy.
Love that for you.
I'm not sure that'll ever happen again.
No. So. Unless you're doing it to yourself.
Not from the hand of a man.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we've learned so much. Like,
for sure. I think like having all of these people come on the podcast is like mini therapy sessions, you know, like learning more about yourself and like what you're like, how you're standing in your things that you're putting your own way.
Mm-hmm.
That I think sometimes like if we hadn't had the podcast, would I have been able to like fully understand those things on my own? Probably not. Like, I think some of that stuff you can like get from like having conversations with friends or a therapist or whatever. But like the vast, like we had so many different kinds of guests on, you know, like attachment style stuff, like dating coaches, like people who even like having astrologers on and like talking about like astrocartology, like the map stuff, like I think is just like very eye opening of like, I don't know, things that you could stop doing or do more of. But I think a lot of times like, and it's probably true 75% of the time, but we're blaming like the other person in the situation. Yeah. But a lot of times it's like us getting in our own way or like not being open to a situation that we should be open to, or being too open to a situation we probably shouldn't be open to. So yeah, I think there's like, I think we're in a position to be in the relationships we want to be, mm-hmm. like from learning from all of this stuff. And I honestly think it might be easier for us to date without
the pressure of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think like people, you know, used to get so, I remember getting comments like, why are they talking about dating? They're not mm-hmm. experts. Why are they acting like they're experts? They're not in a relationship for a reason. It's like, this podcast was basically our dating diary. This was our diary in our journal just to talk about it all. We never claimed we were experts, clearly.
But I also think like, even when, I think there are people who have a better grasp on like helping others mm-hmm. with their stuff. But I think like, no matter what, you're always going to have things that you can be better at in your own personal life. So like, yeah, I would never claim to be like someone that could give advice to someone else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could give you my personal opinion, but that's not an expert advice on like coaching or dating, or like, I don't have like a strategy. I don't have like a I don't have a, something that I can tell you is a foolproof way of something working. Right. Mm-hmm. But, all I know is that I can like, I feel like I really lost my train of thought there. Mm-hmm. I really was powering through to something really cool. Damn it, Alex.
I don't know what you were powering through to, that you're good at giving advice that you can't give yourself.
No, I wasn't trying to say I was good at giving advice. I was trying to say that, like, I think, like, no matter what, like, even people who are experts in the field mm-hmm. aren't going to be, like, no one's an expert at everything, like, every single part of a relationship mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, you could be, I know plenty of people on TikTok who aren't in relationships and are still dating coaches. I know. Whatever, like, that has nothing to do with it. Like, success rate for yourself doesn't mean success rate for others. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a dating coach, like, you can be successful at getting other people to figure out their shit, but you could still be fucked up with your own shit.
Yeah. 100%.
Isn't that what all these like rom-com movies are even about? It's like, I'm a wedding planner, but I can't get married.
Yeah.
I'm a writer who writes about dating, but I can't fall in love. It's mm-hmm. like always that stuff. It's like, I don't know. I think like, us being vulnerable and sharing what we were going through was the whole goal of this mm-hmm. because there wasn't anyone out there doing this for people who were bigger. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole point.
Yeah.
The fact that we didn't get in, I mean, we were in and out of relationships.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we didn't get married or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, you or I could have gotten married and we could be miserable. Like, I think that we need to stop measuring success based on like, literally a ring or like mm-hmm. being married or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, be it based on happiness. Like, are we happier than we mm-hmm. were before? Probably. Because like, now we have a better knowledge of what we need or want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the goal, right?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. I got there in the end.
Yeah. So what do you hope for your future romance goals? What are future relationship goals?
I think I'm just looking for someone to truly like be a partner, like that I have fun with mm-hmm. and do stuff with and go and travel and do all this stuff with. But I just want someone who like gets me. I get them. It's really simple, but very hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I'm looking for anything in particular. Like, I don't think I'm like looking to get married or have like all those things would be great, but I think like right now what I would like to focus on is just like finding someone that I like want to hang out with.
Yeah.
And like that is like the end goal.
Yeah. I think I am looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, that I am now going to be dating for a relationship. Marriage would be cool. But and kids, I knew I like when we started this, it was a yes, hell yes on kids for me. And I feel like now it's like if we both want them and we're mm-hmm. both willing to put the work in to be the best parents possible, then yes. But also, I love my life. I love my life now. And it's, you know, adding kids into it is a different mix. So I'm not 100% mm-hmm. sold on having to have kids. But if I'm swiping on somebody, if they say they do not want kids, I think that's a no for me. I think I want still an option of kids, but I want to be like have a say in that. Mm-hmm. Because this summer when I dated that one guy who was getting a vasectomy, that upset me a lot.
Yeah.
Because yeah, sure, it's reversible, but he was saying he doesn't want any more kids, like, mm-hmm. and that, so that was taken away from me. I want to have that option.
Mm-hmm. Makes
but
sense.
But, like, is there a world where I don't have kids and I'm still very happy? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I would like a partner.
Yeah.
For life. A life partner.
Yeah.
But I think that's, like, Nikki a few years ago wouldn't say that. She was just dating for fun, and if it happened, it happened.
Right, right, right.
So,
yeah, you were, yes, growth. You're being more intentional.
Yeah. I think that's growth.
Definitely.
I'm also 34, so that makes sense. It's time.
I don't know.
To be intentional of knowing what I want.
Oh, be intentional. Okay, okay.
Yeah, to be intentional and know what I want, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, everyone's on a different timeline. If you know it earlier.
Great.
Good, I am so happy for you.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had figured it out earlier. Mm-hmm. Or do I? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I think both are fine. And I think, like, the biggest thing, like, because I was, probably because I was 36, I was so panicky.
Mm-hmm. You weren't having fun when we started.
I mean, I'm still not having fun. No, you know, I still hate fucking dating.
No, I know. But you were, like, only thinking, do they want kids? Would they make a good father? Yeah. Would they be, like, that's the only thing you weren't thinking of. Well, do I like them? Would I have fun with them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You weren't thinking of that part.
No, no. I think the big, I don't know if it's growth. I think it's just, like, understanding, like, situations and then, like, coming to terms with those mm-hmm. situations. I think it's, like, if I had met someone earlier and we had had kids, like, that would have been probably an ideal situation for me.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not there. So you have to adapt and, like, figure out what, like, and then, like, grieve those, like, past yous, and then, like, decide what the future yous you want to look like. And maybe you have to grieve those too. But I think, like, that's, like, something that you have to, anyone has to do for lots of things. And it's, like, kind of like a, it's like dreams instead of, like, you can have those about work things or, like, what you thought, like, this part of your life was going to look like. It could be for anything, mm-hmm. right? But I think, yeah, like, if you would ask me when I was, like, 16, if I thought I was going to be here at this moment, I would have been like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So I think, but being better, well, I don't even know if it's better. I think it's just, like, yeah, it's just, like, acceptance.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
And acceptance, this is over.
This is so weird.
I know. It will be weird. But I mean, like, we'll still be here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can still follow us. I mean, Swipe Fat is just, the name will probably change. It's still mm-hmm. going to be there.
Yeah.
On TikTok, and as long as TikTok's still here come January. And Instagram. And you can always follow us individually at Sassy Confetti and Nikki Nunez on Instagram. And on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So we both post there pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, isn't not like so we're crazy? Going away.
I wasn't an influencer when we started this.
Yeah.
Wild. Lots changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you can still follow us. We're still, come to our DMs. I was just mm-hmm. chatting with somebody last night about her toxic ex-boyfriend who ruined her life, and she still loves him. So we're here. We're still your friends, your fat friends to chat with.
Yeah.
And then we'll do community events, and who knows what happens with that. Like, mm-hmm. if they're bigger, great. If not, if we're just stuck on Chicago, I love that too.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, for the last time.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe Fat.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe Fat Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.